This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Another terrorist attack on Israel on Thursday when two Palestinians, who Hamas said were their members, opened fire at a bus stop in Jerusalem, killing three and injuring eight. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel and the West Bank.
This day started off in a terrible and very negative way with another terrorist attack that took the lives of innocent Israelis in Jerusalem. A reminder of what Israel and what every Israeli citizen has to face every day.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Two more hostages held by Hamas were released on Thursday. More are expected. The UN climate summit clinched an early victory Thursday with delegates adopting a new fund to help poor nations cope with costly climate disasters. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports that the COP28 president, Sultan Al-Jaber, said the decision sent a positive signal of momentum around the world.
Hearing no objections, it is so decided.
The deal was adopted following the COP28 opening ceremony in Dubai and already follows many months of negotiations. But some groups were cautious, noting there were still unresolved issues, including how the fund will be financed in the future. The United Arab Emirates will contribute $100 million to the pot, along with other countries contributing a total of just over $300 million.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah, who says over the next 2 weeks, governments will also debate whether to agree for the first time to phase out the use of CO2-emitting coal, oil, and gas globally. This is